a world of conflicting values, where questions are more common than answers, God's Word provides everything we need to live a God-centered, truth-driven life. Join us now for the Word for Life, brought to you by Brookside Baptist Church and hosted by Pastor Greg Huffman, as he shares the truth for the day.
What has God promised to give to Israel and the Jewish people in the future? Well, good morning. Welcome to the Word for Life broadcast, and we're broadcasting from our studio in Brookside Baptist Church, which is located on Pilgrim Road in Brookfield, Wisconsin. And we just love to have you come visit us here at Brookside. And we have Sunday morning, Sunday night, and Wednesday night services and activities. And we just invite you to maybe go to our website, take a look, and we'd sure love to have you. My name's Richard Schmidt. I'm filling in the next couple of broadcasts. I'm actually with Prophecy Focus Ministries, and Brookside Baptist Church is my home church. If you'd like to see what our ministry is up to, you can see us at www.prophecyfocusministries.com. And we do services and conventions and seminars around the country, and actually some internationally, and we'd love to come serve at your church if you should so choose. All right, this morning and for the next five broadcasts, we're going to be looking at God's promises to the church and Israel. The first four, we're going to pretty much center on some very specific promises that God gave to Israel, and then we'll take a look at a couple of promises that God gave specifically to the current church age saints or the Christians. Israel and America has had a good relationship and sometimes strained, as has been coming out recently in the news. And I think it's very appropriate at this time to find out, why do Christians care so much about Israel? What is God mandated, or what has God promised to Israel that we as Christians need to pay attention to and certainly look at from a biblical perspective? Well, we're going to give you quite a bit of information, which is why I'm going to invite you, if you can, if you're not driving or doing something where you have to pay complete attention to, you can get these informational messages on our website as well at Brookside Baptist Church. Otherwise, I would be happy to send the material to you if it's more than you can jot down in a quick time, and you can do that by just contacting us here at Brookside, and I'll be happy to send you copies of the material that we're going through. Well, we're going to start out with going through a very quick timeline, God's prophetic timeline, what he's done in the history of the world and what he is doing. Just very, very simple, a couple of key points. First, we find that in Genesis chapter 1 and 2, of course, God creates everything. And from Genesis chapter 1 to 11, catch this, God fills in 2,000 years of history. Now, we believe God's creation acts took place approximately in 4,000 B.C. So from 4,000 B.C. to 2,000 B.C. is God's first set of years or history, where he covers the history of Gentile-only people. There are no Jewish people back during those first 2,000 years from Genesis chapter 1 through 11. Then in Genesis chapter 12, God talks to Abram, whose name was later changed to Abraham. And we have the patriarchs coming on the scene, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And Jacob, of course, name who was changed to Israel. And we have the second 2,000 years of history from Genesis chapter 12 all the way up through the first part of Acts. Then we have, of course, the wonderful event that took place, the Lord Jesus Christ coming down to earth, his first advent, we like to call it, where he was born in Bethlehem, was raised for some 33 years, and then was crucified. We just recently celebrated Easter, or the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Now, from approximately the cross, or right around 30 AD, up to the present time, we have the third sequence of 2,000 years. So from Genesis 1 through 11, we have Gentiles only. From Genesis chapter 12 up through the first part of Acts, we have Gentiles and Jews. Then after the cross, basically when we come to a little past 33 AD, we have Gentiles, Jews, and Christians. In fact, 1 Corinthians chapter 10 and verse 32 speaks to that fact, and it says, "Give no offense either to the Jews or to the Greeks or Gentiles or to the church of God." You see, the Lord put out that there's literally three groups of people right now. We have the Jewish people that have not trusted Christ. We have Gentiles who have not trusted Christ. Then we have the third group, which is made up of Jews and Gentiles who have trusted Jesus Christ as their personal Savior and have become Christians. Now, why is all that important? Well, when we get back to our issue, which is what has God promised to the church and what has God promised to Israel, we need to find out why Israel is still very important to us, and is the land of Israel, are the Jewish people going to be important to God in the future? Well, there's four very, very specific covenants that God made with Israel or with the Jewish people. And the first one of those covenants is called the Abrahamic Covenant. It was specifically made to Abraham, and then, as we'll see, that covenant was passed down not only to Abraham, but to Isaac and Jacob. And of course, again, Jacob's name was changed to Israel, which comes the nation of Israel. So let me just share a couple of verses with you this morning, and it stresses why it's so important to pay attention to Israel and the importance of our Jewish friends. Genesis chapter 12 and verse 1. Now the Lord said to Abram, "Go from your country and your kindred and your father's house to the land that I will show you. And I will make of you a great nation, and I will bless you and make your name great so that you will be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and him who dishonors you I will curse, and in you all the families of the earth shall be blessed." So this covenant that God specifically made with Abraham and later passed down to his family or to his son and his grandson and then subsequently, if you will, to all the Jewish people of all generations that have existed, this is a covenant that God made. That covenant has not ended. Well, let's pick up real quick what the specific promises that God made to the people of Israel. Number one, he said, "I'm making Abraham into a great nation." And he said, "I will bless you and he'll make his name great so that he will be a blessing." And certainly that has occurred over the years. Abraham, of course, being around 2000 BC when God gave him this promise. As we well know, Israel, that little teeny tiny state way out in the middle of the Middle East, just a very tiny sliver of land and a big, big piece of land in the Middle East, God has managed to keep that little nation alive. And without God's help, I think we could all pretty much agree that that little nation would have been destroyed many, many thousands of years ago. So the covenant promises are to that land. Now, let's just go through very quickly what's taken place and what God has promised and how we're seeing God fulfill that promise. So the promise was not fulfilled to Abraham at that time. Abraham, of course, the nation started to grow and so forth, but we found that the Jewish people, and unfortunately they were disobedient to God, ended up being dispersed several different times. In fact, the last dispersion of the people of Israel occurred in approximately 70 AD. If you'll recall, there's a beautiful temple that existed in Jerusalem on what we call the Temple Mount in the old city of Jerusalem. And in 70 AD, the Romans, under General Titus, destroyed that temple. In fact, Jesus prophesied in Matthew chapter 24 in first two verses that that temple would be destroyed. He prophesied that in approximately 33 AD, and in 70 AD, that prophecy came to fulfillment. So it's very important to note that since 70 AD, the total land of Israel that God promised to Abraham, the Jewish people have not had it. So it's something that is yet to be fulfilled. In 1948, once again, Israel became a state, but at this point, they still do not have all of the land that God promised to give them. So why is this important? Why do we care about this? Well, it's extremely important because God has promised to restore the land to the people of Israel. And what's also extremely important is that right now, currently, there's approximately 16 million Jews that exist in the world, and that's a rough estimate. There's only 6.1 million or 6,100,000 Jews right now that are believed to live in Israel. Another 5,700,000 live in America, and another 4 million are scattered, if you will, to the other countries around the world. So these are promises that have not yet been fulfilled. So when will God fulfill those promises? Well, here's an extremely important point for those of us who are Christians, whether you're a Jew or a Gentile that came to Jesus Christ and trusted him as your personal Savior. One day, God promised that this church, that church age we live in, and by church, we're not referring to a building or a single local church, but if you will, the church universal, which is made up of all Christians. God made it very clear that the next event that he's promised to fulfill, catch this now, the very next event that's going to occur on God's prophetic timetable is what's known as the rapture or the removal of the church age saints. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verses 13 through 18, God specifically laid out that those who have died in Christ or since Jesus Christ ascended up until the time when Jesus removes those saints, all of them, every single one, that means everyone that's trusted Christ in the last 2,000 years would be immediately taken to heaven at this event called the rapture. Again, in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verses 13 to 18, you can also find it in 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and verses 50 through 54. So when is God then going to fulfill this rebuilding, this regathering of the people of Israel in totality back to their land? Well, we know exactly when that's going to take place. You see, God laid out in his prophetic calendar three more very specific events that are spoken of in Scripture. The first event, which we just talked about, is the rapture, when God will remove his church-age saints, all those who have trusted Christ over the last 2,000 years, or if it's in the future, whatever time period will be added on to it, the Christians are taken to heaven. Then God tells us that a seven-year tribulation period will exist. That's a literal seven-year tribulation period. After that 7 years, which we'll get into in future broadcasts, is the millennial time. That is a literal 1,000-year period that will exist when God indeed will restore his people to the land. You say, how do I know there's a 1,000-year period when this will take place? Well, fortunately, I've got exactly where to find it in Scripture. If you go to Revelation chapter 20, verses 1 through 7, God makes it very clear that there will be a literal 1,000-year period where Jesus Christ will live and reign on this earth, and that is exactly when Israel will be restored to their land, the Jewish people will be totally restored, and they shall own it. Now, what does that mean for me and you? Well, let me just say this. What does Jesus mean to you today? Why should we love the Jewish people and care about Israel? Well, first of all, because the Abrahamic covenant stated God will bless those that bless Abraham and curse those who curse him or the Jewish people. Now, let me ask you real quickly, do you know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior? If you don't, that's the first thing you need to do. We're all sinners. We all need Jesus Christ, and we all must acknowledge him as our Lord and Savior to one day be involved in that wonderful rapture. So let me ask you this, what will you do with Jesus? Join us again next time, and we'll get into that even more deeply. Have a great day.
We hope you enjoyed today's broadcast. If you would like a copy of today's program, have a question we can answer, please contact us at The Word for Life, 4470 North Pilgrim Road, Brookfield, Wisconsin, 53005. For more info about The Word for Life, to make a donation to help us continue this broadcast, as well as other resources for your Christian walk, visit us at www.thewordforlife.org. Thanks for listening today. Tune in again next time as we bring the Word of God to your life.